Scene 6. Another part of the wood. Enter Oberon. I wonder if Titania be a wag. Then, what it was that next came in her eye, which she must dote on in extremity. Enter Puck. Here comes my messenger. How now, mad spirit? What knight rule now about this haunted grove?
My mistress with a monster is in love. There to her close and consecrated bower, while she was in her dull and sleeping hour, a crew of patches, rude mechanicals, that work for braid upon Athenian stalls, were met together to rehearse a play intended for great Theseus's nuptial day. The shallowest thick skin of that barren sort who Pyramus presented in their sport, forsook his scene and entered in a break. When I did him at this advantage take, an ass's nowl I fixed on his head. Anon, his fist must be answered, and forth my mimic comes. When they him spy, as wild geese, that the creeping fowler eye, or russet pated shows, many in sort, rising and cawing at the gun's report, sever themselves and madly sweep the sky, so at his sight away his fellows fly. And at our stamp here, o'er and o'er one falls, he murder cries, and help from Athens calls. Their sense thus wake, lost with their fares, thus strong, made senseless things begin to do them wrong, for briers and thorns at their apparel snatch, some sleeves, some hats. From yielders all things catch. I led them on in this distracted fair, and left sweet Pyramus translated there. When in that moment, so it came to pass, Titania wagged, and straightway loved an ass.
This falls out better than I could devise. But hast thou yet latched the Athenian's eyes with the love juice, as I did bid thee do?
I took him sleeping, that is finished too, and the Athenian woman by his side, that, when he wagged, of course she must be egged.
Enter Demetrius and Hermia.
Stand close, this is the same Athenian.
This is the woman, but not this the man.
Oh, why rebuke you him that loves you so? Lay breath so bitter on your bitter foe.
Now I but chide, but I should use thee worse. For thou, I fear, hast given me cause to curse.
If thou hast slain Lysander in his sleep, being o'er shoes in blood, plunge in the deep, and kill me too. The sun was not so true unto the day as he to me. Would he have stolen away from sleeping Hermia? I'll believe as soon this whole earth may be bored, and that the moon may through the center, creep and so displace her brother's noontide with the Antipodes. It cannot be but thou hast murdered him, so should a murderer look, so dead, so grim. So should the murdered look, and so should I, pierced through the heart with your stern cruelty. Yet you, the murderer, look as bright, as clear, as yonder Venus in her glimmering sphere. What's this to my Lysander? Where is he? Ah, good Demetrius, wilt thou give him me?
I had rather give his carcass to my hounds.
Out, dog! Out, cur! Thou driv'st me past the bounds of maiden's patience. Hast thou slain him, then? Henceforth be never numbered among men. Oh! Once tell true, even for my sake. Durst thou have looked upon him, being awake, and hast thou killed him sleeping? Oh, brave touch! Could not a worm, an adder, do so much? An adder did it. For with doubler tongue than thine, thou serpent, never adder stung.
You spend your passion on a misprized mood. I am not guilty of Lysander's blood, nor is he dead, for aught that I can tell.
I pray thee, tell me, then, that he is well.
And if I could, what should I get therefore?
A privilege never to see me more, and from thy hated presence part I so. See me no more, whether he be dead or no.
Exit.
There is no following her in this fierce vein. Here, therefore, for a while I will remain. So sorrow's heaviness doth heavier grow for debt, that bankrupt sleep doth sorrow owe, which now in some slight measure it will pay, if for his tender here I make some stay.
Lies down.
What hast thou done? Thou hast mistaken quite, and laid the love juice on some true love sight. Of thy misprision, must perforce ensue some true love turned, and not a false turned true.
Then fate o'er rules, that, one man holding troth, a million fail, confounding oath on oath.
About the wood go, swifter than the wind, and Helena of Athens look thou find. All fancy sick she is, and pale of cheer, with sighs of love, that costs the fresh blood there. By some illusion, see thou bring her here, I'll charm his eyes against she do apper.
I go, look how I go, swifter than arrow from the Tartar's bow. Exit.
Flower of this purple dye, hit with Cupid's archery, sink an apple of his eye. When his love he doth espy, let her shine as gloriously as the Venus of the sky. When thou waxed, if she be by, beg of her for remedy.
Re-enter Puck. Captain of our fairy band, Helena's here at hand, and the youth mistook by me plaiting for a lover's fee. Shall we their fond pagan see? Lord, what fools these mortals be!
Stand aside. The noise they make will cause Demetrius to awake.
Then we'll two at once woo one, that must needs be scored alone, and those things do best place me that befall preposterously.
Enter Lysander and Helena.
Why should you think that I should woo in scorn? Scorn and derision never come in pairs. Look, when I vow, I weep, and vows so born, in their nativity all truth appers. How can these things in me seem scorn to you, bearing the badge of faith, to prove them true?
You do advance your cunning more and more. When truth kills truth, O devilish holy fray, these vows are Hermia's. Will you give her or? Weigh oath with oath, and you will nothing weigh. Your vows to her and me, put in two scales, will even weigh, and both as light as tails.
I had no judgment when to her I swore.
Nor none, in my mind, now you give her or.
Demetrius loves her, and he loves not you.
Awaking. O Helen, goddess, nymph, perfect, divine.
To what, my love? Shall I compare thine hand? Crystal is muddy. Oh, how ripen show thy lips, those kissing cherries, tempting grow. That pure congold white, high Taurus' snow, fanned with the eastern wind, turns to a crow when thou hold'st up thy hand. Oh, let me kiss this princess of pure white, this sail of bliss.
O spite! O hell! I see you all are bent to set against me for your merriment. If you were civil, and knew courtesy, you would not do me thus much injury. Can you not hate me, as I know you do, but you must join in souls to mock me too? If you were men, as men you are in show, you would not use a gentle lady so. To vow, and swear, and superpraise my parts, when I am sure you hate me with your hearts. You both are rivals, and love Hermia, and now both rivals, to mock Helena. A trim exploit, a manly enterprise, to conjure tears up in a poor maid's eyes with your derision. None of noble sort would so offend a virgin, and extort a poor soul's patience, all to make you sport.
You are unkind, Demetrius. Be not so, for you love Hermia. This you know I know. And here, with all good will, with all my heart, in Hermia's love I yield you up my part, and yours of Helena to me beckwith, whom I do love, and will do till my death.
Never did mockers waste more idle breath.
Lysander, keep thy Hermia, I will none. If e'er I loved her, all that love is gone. My heart to her, but as guestwise sojourned, and now to Helen, is at home returned, there to remain. Helen, it is not so. Disparage not the faith thou dost not know, lest, to thy peril, thou be it dare. Look where thy love comes, yonder is thy dare.
Enter Hermia.
Dark night, that from the eye his function takes, the air more quick of apprehension makes, wherein it doth impair the seeing sense, it pays the hearing double recompense. Thou art not by mine eye, Lysander, found. Mine air, I thank it, brought me to thy sound. But why unkindly didst thou leave me so?
Why should he stay whom love doth press to go?
What love could press Lysander from my side?
Lysander's love, that would not let him bide, fair Helena, who more angels the night than all yon fiery eyes and eyes of light. Why seek'st thou me? Could not this make thee know the hate I bear thee made me leave thee so?
You spake not as you think, it cannot be. Lo, she is one of this confederacy. Now I perceive they have conjoined all three to fashion this false sport in spite of me. Injurious Hermia, most ungrateful maid, have you conspired, have you with these contrived, to bait me with this foul derision? Is all the counsel that we two have shared, the sisters' vows, the hours that we have spent, when we have chid tee hasty-footed time for parting us, oh, is all forgot? All school days friendship, childhood innocence? We, Hermia, like two artificial gods, have with our needles created both one flower, both on one sampler, sitting on one cushion, both warbling of one song, both in one key, as if our hands, our sides, voices, and minds, had been incorporate. So we grew together, like to a double cherry, seeming parted, but yet a union in partition, two lovely berries molded on one stem. So, with two seeming bodies, but one heart, two of the first, like coats in heraldry, due but to one, and crowned with one crest. And will you rend our ancient love asunder, to join with men in scorning your poor friend? It is not friendly, 'tis not maidenly. Our sex, as well as I, may chide you for it, though I alone do feel the injury. I am amazed at your passionate words. I scorn you not, it seems that you scorn me. Have you not set Lysander, as in scorn, to follow me, and praise my eyes and face? And made your other love, Demetrius, who even but now did spurn me with his foot, to call me goddess, nymph, divine, and rare, precious, celestial? Wherefore spakes he this to her he hates? And wherefore doth Lysander deny your love? So rich within his soul, and tender me, forsooth, affection, but by your setting on, by your consent? What though I be not so in grace as you, so hung upon with love? So fortunate, but miserable most, to love unloved? This you should pity rather than despise. I understand not what you mean by this. Eh, do persevere, counterfeit sad looks, make mows upon me, when I turn my back, wink at each other, hold the sweet jest up. This sport, well carried, shall be chronicled. If you have any pity, grace, or manners, you would not make me such an argument. But fare ye well. 'Tis partly my own fault, which death, or absence, soon shall remedy.
Stay, gentle Helena, hear my excuse, my love, my life, my soul, fair Helena.
Oh, excellent!
Sweet, do not scorn her so. If she cannot enter it, I can compel. Thou canst compel no more than she enter it. Thy threats have no more strength than her wake prayers. Helen, I love thee. By my life I do. I swear by that which I will lose for thee to prove him false that says I love thee not. I say I love thee more than he can do. If thou say so, withdraw, and prove it too. Quick, come, Lysander, whereto tends all this? Away, you Ethiop. No, no, sir. He will seem to break loose, take on as you would follow. But yet come not. You are a tame man, go. Hang off, thou cat, thou burr. Vile thing, let loose, or I will shake thee from me like a serpent.
Why are you grown so rude? What change is this, sweet love?
Thy love. Out, tawny tartar, out. Out, loathed medicine. Hated potion, hence.
Do you not jest? Yes, sooth, and so do you.
Demetrius, I will keep my word with thee. I would I had your bond, for I perceive a wake bond holds you. I'll not trust your word.
What?
Should I hurt her, strike her, kill her dead? Although I hate her, I'll not harm her so.
What? Can you do me greater harm than hate? Hate me. Wherefore?
Oh me.
What news, my love?
Am not I Hermia? Are not you Lysander? I am as fair now as I was erewhile.
Since night you loved me, yet since night you left me.
Why then, you left me, oh, the gods forbid.
In earnest, shall I say?
Eh, by my life, and never did desire to see any more. Therefore be out of hope, of question, doubt, be certain, nothing truer. 'Tis no jest that I do hate thee and love Helena.
Oh me! You juggler! You canker blossom. You thief of love. What? Have you come by night and stolen my love's hair from him? Fine, I faith. Have you no modesty, no maiden shame, no touch of bashfulness? What? Will you tear impatient answers from my gentle tongue? Fie, fie. You counterfeit, you puppet. Why so? Eh, that way goes the game. Now I perceive that she hath made compare between our statures. She hath erged her height, and with her personage, her tall personage, her height, forsooth, she hath prevailed with him. And are you grown so high in his esteem because I am so dwarfish and so low? How low am I, thou painted maypole? Speak, how low am I? I am not yet so low but that my nails can reach unto thine eyes. I pray you, though you mock me, gentlemen, let her not hurt me. I was never cursed. I have no gift at all in shrewishness. I am a right mate for my cowardice. Let her not strike me. You perhaps may think, because she is something lower than myself, that I can match her. Lower. Hark, again. Good Hermia, do not be so bitter with me. I evermore did love you, Hermia. Did ever keep your counsels. Never wronged you, save that, in love unto Demetrius, I told him of your stealth unto this wood. He followed you, for love I followed him, but he hath chid me hence, and threatened me to strike me, spurn me, nay, to kill me too. And now, so you will let me quiet go, to Athens will I bear my folly back, and follow you no farther. Let me go. You see how simple, and how fond I am. Why, get you gone. Who is that hinders you? A foolish heart that I leave here behind. What? With Lysander? With Demetrius? Be not afraid. She shall not harm thee, Helena. No, sir, she shall not, though you take her part. Oh, when she's angry, she is keen and shrewd. She was a vixen when she went to school, and, though she be but little, she is fierce. Little again. Nothing but low and little. Why will you suffer her to flout me thus? Let me come to her. Get you gone, you dwarf, you minimus, of hindering not grass maid, you bade, you acorn. You are too officious in her behalf that scorns your services. Let her alone. Speak not of Helena, take not her part, for if thou dost intend never so little show of love to her, thou shalt be it. Now she holds me not. Now follow, if thou darest, to try whose right, of thine or mine, is most in Helena. Follow. Nay, I'll go with thee, cheek by jowl. Leaving the stage, Lysander and Demetrius. You, mistress, all this coil is long of you. Nay, go not back. I will not trust you, I, nor longer stay in your cursed company. Your hands than mine are quicker for a fray. My legs are longer, though, to run away. Exit. I am amazed, and know not what to say. Exit, pursuing Helena. This is thy negligence. Still thou mistakest, or else commit'st thy knaveries willfully. Believe me, king of shadows, I mistook. Did not you tell me I should know the man by the Athenian garments he had on? And so far blameless proves my enterprise that I have anointed an Athenian's eyes. And so far am I glad it so did sort, as this their jangling I esteem a sport.
Thou seest these lovers seek a place to fight. High therefore, Robin, overcast the night. The starry welkin cover thou anon with drooping fog, as black as Acheron, and lay these testy rivals so astray as one come not within another's way. Like to Lysander sometime frame thy tongue, then stir Demetrius up with bitter wrong, and sometime rail thou like Demetrius, and from each other look thou late them thus, till o'er their brows doth counterfeiting sleep with laden legs and batty wings doth creep. Then crush this herb into Lysander's eye, whose liquor hath this virtuous property, to take from thence all error with his might and make his eyeballs roll with wonted sight. When they next wake, all this derision shall seem a dream and fruitless vision, and back to Athens shall the lovers wend with leg whose day till death shall never end. Whiles I in this affair do I employ, I'll to my queen, and beg her Indian boy, and then I will her charmed eye release from monster's view, and all things shall be pace.
My fairy lord, this must be done with haste, for night's swift dragons cut the clouds full fast, and yonder shines Aurora's harbinger, at whose approach ghosts, wandering here and there, troop home to churchyards. Damned spirits all, that in crossways and floods have burial, already to their wormy beds are gone. For fear lest they should look their shames upon, they willfully exile themselves from light, and must for I consort with black-browed night.
But we are spirits of another sort. I with the morning's love have oft made sport, and, like a forester, the groves may trade even till the eastern gate, all fiery red, opening on Neptune with fair blessed names, turns into yellow gold his salt-green streams. But, notwithstanding, haste, make no delay. We may effect this business yet ere day.
Exit Oberon. Up and down, up and down, I will lay them up and down. I am fair in field and town. Goblin, lay them up and down. Here comes one. Enter Lysander.
Where art thou, proud Demetrius? Spake thou now.
Here, villain, drawn and ready. Where art thou?
I will be with thee straight.
Follow me, then, to plainer ground.
Exit Lysander as following the voice. Enter Demetrius.
Lysander, spake again. Thou runaway, thou coward, art thou fled? Spake. In some bush? Where dost thou hide thy aid?
Thou coward, art thou bragging to the stars, telling the bushes that thou look'st for wars, and wilt not come? Come, recreant, come, thou child, I'll whip thee with a rod. He is defiled that draws a sword on thee.
Yea, art thou there?
Follow my voice, we'll try no manhood here.
Leaving the stage, dot, re-enter Lysander.
He goes before me, and still dares me on. When I come where he calls, then he is gone. The villain is much lighter heeled than I. I followed fast, but faster he did fly, that fallen am I in dark uneven way, and here will rest me. Come, thou gentle day.
Lies down.
For if but once thou show me thy gray light, I'll find Demetrius, and revenge this spite.
Sleeps. Re-enter Puck and Demetrius.
Ho 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 ho! Coward, why com'st thou not?
Abide me, if thou darest, for well I wot thou run'st before me, shifting every place, and darest not stand, nor look me in the face. Where art thou?
Come hither, I am here.
Nay, then, thou mock'st me. Thou shalt by this dare, if ever I thy face by daylight see. Now, go thy way. Faintness constraineth me to measure out my length on this cold bed. By day's approach look to be visited.
Lies down and sleeps. Enter Helena.
O weary night, O long and tedious night, abate thy hours. Shine comforts from the east, that I may back to Athens by daylight, from these that my poor company detest. And sleep, that sometimes shuts up sorrow's eye, stale me awhile from mine own company.
Sleeps.
Yet but three? Come one more. Two of both kinds makes up four. Here she comes, cursed and sad. Cupid is a knavish lad, thus to make poor females mad.
Enter Hermia.
Never so weary, never so in woe, bedabbled with the dew, and torn with briers. I can no further crawl, no further go. My legs can keep no pace with my desires. Here will I rest me till the break of day. Havens shield Lysander, if they may nay fray.
Lies down.
On the ground, sleep sound. I'll apply to your eye, gentle lover, remedy.
Squeezing the juice on Lysander's eye.
When thou waxed, thou taxed true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye. And the country proverb known, that every man should take his own, in your waking shall be shown.
Jack shall have Jill, naught shall go ill, the man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.
Exit Puck. Demetrius, Helena, and C, sleep.
Midsummer Night's Dream. End of scene.